This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Time for the Baseball Insider with Andy Carboni. Hey, Andy.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Okay. Well, Andy, the Red Sox suffered an L last night in D.C. What do you got for us?
Well, they certainly did. It was kind of an ugly fashion. They lose the Nationals 6-2. Pablo Reyes had a two-run home run in the eighth inning to tie the game at two. But then before you know it, Garrett Whitlock was on in the bottom of the eighth, and he gave up four runs. So this afternoon in D.C., the Sox Nationals wrap up the three-game series of matinee at 4:05. Chris Sale will be on the mound. And then after this afternoon's game, the Sox continued the 10-game road trip, the weekend series in the Bronx, and they'll move to the Lone Star State to take on the World Series champion Astros in a four-game set. Sox now find themselves today at 63-57, hitting today's contest in fourth place in the AL East, 10.5 games behind the Orioles, Sox 3 games behind the Blue Jays for that final AL wildcard spot.
Andy, before we move on to what the Sox had done in the past week, we do have that Pablo home run video on that just below here on our post. And I want to get your take. What are we looking for? Or what are your thoughts on Chris Sale now with his second start now, right?
Well, he pitched four very strong innings and is coming back from the injured list last week. He gave up a couple runs in that outing, but overall he was kind of untouchable. He gave up just a few hits in that one. He struck out seven. So you would think that Sale this afternoon should be to extend himself to at least 5 innings, if not 6. They wanted to kind of keep him around 40 to 50 pitches that first time out, so I would think that'd be extended a little bit in today's game. Of course, it'll all depend on how he performs getting out of the gate. So, the Sox bullpen could use a little bit of a break as well, so hopefully he can get at least into the fifth or sixth inning.
Well, hopefully that 4:05 start will be a happy hour or two for us here, right?
Yeah, there you go. We will find out soon enough.
All right, Andy. All right, what happened with this team since we last talked? The Red Sox we were referring to, of course.
Yes, well, on Thursday, the Sox shut out the Royals 2-0. James Paxton, four relievers combined on the shutout at Fenway. And then the Tigers were in town, and the Sox lost. Beat the Tigers 5-2 on Friday. That's the day that Chris Sale returned for the injured list, allowed one run, two hits, one run, 4 2/3 innings, struck out 7, as I mentioned. First baseman Tristan Casas hit a home run in this game and drove in 3. On Saturday, the Red Sox fell to the Tigers 6-2, but then they wrapped up the 7-game homestand on Sunday, doubling up the Tigers 6-3. Adam Duvall, the hitting star in this one, with a home run, 4 RBI. Justin Turner also went deep. Trevor Story went 4-for-4, 3 doubles, a couple stolen bases. Story became just the third player in franchise history to have at least 3 extra base hits and 2 stolen bases in the same game. Sox were off on Monday, and then this road trip began Tuesday in D.C. The Sox beat the Nationals 5-4. Alex Verdugo hit a leadoff home run in this game. He drove in 2 overall.
All right, we have a couple of notes of player moves, if you will, with the Red Sox, right?
Well, Garrett Whitlock was activated from the injured list, and he's just going to pitch out of the bullpen the rest of the season. So him and the starting rotations are going to be shelved for the moment. But then Whitlock, of course, last night coughed it up big time coming out of the bullpen. Pitcher Tanner Houck is going to come off the injured list and pitch against the Yankees this weekend. Infielder Yu Chang cleared waivers, and he's been sent to Worcester.
All right, on NESN Plus today, the game will start at 1 o'clock. And what game are they featuring here, which will likely be a win leading into this afternoon's 4:05 Real Red Sox game on NESN?
Yes, the perfect appetizer. You know you're going to get a W this afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. The game's from August 17, 2004. Orlando Cabrera hit a walk-off double to bottom of the ninth, scored Johnny Damon. Sox beat the Blue Jays 5-4 Fenway. Damon and Jason Veritek also hit home runs in this game.
Hey, Andy, before we get to the Major League Baseball notes, I've got a gripe here. This was it Friday's Red Sox game that was on Hulu or Saturday, Sunday, one of those games, right? Or this past
Sunday's game was on Peacock, NBC Peacock.
All right.
It was a 12 o'clock start, and if you don't subscribe to the streaming service Peacock, you did not see the game. You had to do the way back in the day way to take care of the game and listen to it on the radio, which I didn't mind doing. I do not have Peacock. I did not see the game, but that's part of Major League Baseball's contract with one of those streaming services. Of course, they have the Apple TV situation on Friday nights. They have an early start on Sunday. Some of the games are 11:30, 12 o'clock, and they have an hour and a half window before any other game can start. So the Red Sox and Tigers with a lone game going on at 12 o'clock on a Sunday, and all the other games in the afternoon have to start after 1:30.
Okay. I like that noon start, by the way. I get the 1:30 start, too, but it seems like a neat thing to do. But But I'm not crazy about the Peacock thing. All right.
No, I'm certainly not either, but I agree. I see nothing wrong with a 12 o'clock game on the weekends. Let's get going. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, we have a getaway Thursday with a 4 o'clock start. I like that, actually, today, too, with Washington. I think that's neat, you know? So
yes. Go.
We gotta give them a little applause or a little round of applause, if we will, if they do something right here and there. All right, so now let's get to those Major League Baseball news notes from this past week.
Last Wednesday, Phillies outfielder Weston Wilson hit a home run in his first Major League at-bat. It happened in the same game that Phillies pitcher Michael Lorenzen threw a no-hitter. Wilson had spent 7 years in the minors, had 2,503 minor league at-bats before getting the call-up to the show, and he goes deep on the first at-bat. So quite an achievement for Weston Wilson on Friday.
Hey, coach, put me in. I'm ready, you know?
He has been ready for quite some time, and he showed it. Last Friday, Astros first baseman John Singleton hit 2 home runs against the Angels. Well, what's the big deal, you say? Well, it was his first home run since 2015. Singleton became the first player to have a home run drought of 6 years or longer and then hit 2 in the same game. Singleton also hit his first career home run against the Angels, and his last home run back in 2015 also came against the Angels. So I guess he has a thing for Angels pitching. Then last night, Angels designated hitter Shohei Ohtani hit his major league leading 42nd home run.
Oh, man. Wow. That's some bizarre stuff. That's why we love this, Andy. This is some good stuff here. I mean, sometimes you've cranked out a lot more information for us, Andy, but this is some pretty good stuff today. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, some oddball stuff always makes it interesting.
I can't believe people keep track of some of this stuff either. I mean,
that's the amazing thing when you think about it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's I'm scratching my head during this, you know, but whatever. All right. What else you got? Anything else, Andy?
Well, after last appearing in the game 5 years ago, former Red Sox pitcher Bartolo Colon will have his number officially retired by the Mets on September 18th. Colon pitched for 12 teams in his 21-year career, winning 247 games. He's an American League Cy Young Award winner back in 2005. He pitched for the Red Sox in 2008.
Bartolo Colon.
Always a fan favorite.
That's right. I love that. It's a great name. Great, great baseball name, you know. All right, Andy. So the Red Sox play the Nationals, and then you mentioned the other games coming up on this road trip. Red Sox, what's the deal with the playoff spot here right now?
Well, they still have some work to do. Obviously, they're 3 games out of that last wild card spot in the American League. They do have to jump over the Seattle Mariners to try to catch the Blue Jays at this point. This weekend series, obviously today's games, all the games are big going forward if you're going to try to fight for that wild card spot. The Yankees have not been playing well, so you would think the Red Sox might have a good chance to maybe win 2 out of 3 over the weekend, but then you have a 4-game series in Houston, and the Astros have been on fire lately. So that's going to be a tough series for the local 9 in Texas, that's for sure, before coming home as they wrap up this road trip.
All right. All right, Andy, good stuff. We will talk again soon. Have a great weekend. And
all right, check in with you next week.
Baseball insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.